When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
I've never met anyone like her, Elise Glink from thinkglink.com and the Love, Money, and Real Estate newsletter, because Elise, you put things into, into perspective that are so interesting. And, you know, I think aliens are on the earth, and I think Elon Musk is one of them. And today we found out that he is the world's first trillionaire. And when I was reading what you wrote, I thought, oh my gosh, everybody has to stop what they're doing and listen to this.
Oh, you're so kind, Lisa. It's nice to be here again.
Okay. So what is a trillionaire, and what does this mean?
Well, this is sort of interesting. Like, you know, the idea that Elon Musk is worth $1 trillion, on paper, most of it, although not all of it, and he's got a company now, a SpaceX, worth over $2 trillion. Just, again, think about that number. It's just the number of $1 trillion, Lisa. I think we hear these numbers and we've become, we can't even put our minds around it. It's $1,000 billion or $1 million million. And then I thought to myself, what are some ways to think about it where normal people like us can actually understand just how much money this is, right? And so if you spent, Lisa, $1 million every single day, it would take you over 2,700 years to spend $1 trillion.
What?
And that's not even if it earned any more money.
Oh, my gosh. $1 million every day for 27 million?
For 2,740 years, to be exact. That's how long it would take you to spend $1 trillion.
My God. It's you can't even wrap your head around that. That's just craziness. What do you do with that kind of money other than send stuff into space? No wonder he wants to start a colony on Mars, you know?
Yeah, right. I think he would be doing all of us a great service if he just took it and he started to spend down and pay down the national debt, because the interest that we pay on the national debt every year in this country is $1 trillion. It's actually more than $1 trillion. But how big? Let's think about this in another way. $1 trillion is the size of the entire annual economic output. That's the GDP number of a mid-sized country, like the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, Turkey. Each of those countries produce about $1 trillion in goods and services every year. And so spending $1 trillion is like buying an entire nation, what the nation produces in a single year.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
My gosh, kind of crazy. And meanwhile, Europe is having a fit because they're like, he's posting stuff on X, and he's causing all kinds of drama over there. And I just don't see Elon Musk's name on the side of hospitals, universities. I know he's got a foundation, but I just don't think that he's as giving as he could be. I know that's judgmental, but I'm telling you what, if most people had that kind of money, spread it around a little bit.
I totally agree with you. You've got $1 trillion. You're never going to be able to spend it because now you've just been given a whole hunk of more chunk of change, right? A bigger chunk to now spend from, investors around the world on your different companies. You don't even have to spend your own money to get there. And one of the things I did in today's Love, Money, and Real Estate newsletter is I looked at how, you know, I'm not suggesting that SpaceX is a bad investment. I'm not at all saying that. But what I'm saying is that the annualized revenue of SpaceX is $18.7 billion. It's trading, as of today, with $2 trillion-plus in valuation, it's trading at, get this, Lisa, 107 times revenue.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, what does that look like compared to other companies that we spend a lot of time talking about, right? Well, let's talk about revenue first. Alphabet, which is Google, $371 billion in revenue. That's versus 19 billion for SpaceX. Microsoft, $282 billion. NVIDIA, $216 billion. This is multiples of what SpaceX is. But when you look at the valuations, SpaceX is trading at 107 times revenue. Meta is 9 times revenue. Microsoft, 11 times revenue. Alphabet, again, Google, 13 times revenue. NVIDIA, only 23 times revenue. And these are companies producing huge profitability. They are making money hand over fist, and they're trading at a much, much, much lower and reasonable valuation. And so I looked at this today, and I just thought, this has to be the cult of Elon Musk. That's mm-hmm. that's the only way to explain what's going on here.
Right. People bought because his name is on it, not because they think they're going to make a bundle of money. He did create millionaires with his own within his own company on paper. Mm-hmm. You know, Colin has a question for you.
Sure.
Hey, Elise. Recently, there was a thing online that said that England is now poorer than our poorest state. And with today, Elon becoming the first trillionaire, I saw a new stat that said he is richer and more and wealthier than 150 some odd countries in the world. This doesn't seem or feel real. What? How can you explain this, and what does it mean going forward for someone to be this wealthy on paper?
I think this is the epitome of what somebody like Senator Bernie Sanders has been talking about for a long time, which is, what does the K-shaped economy really look like? And what we're talking about with Elon Musk is a different kind of a K-shape. This is in my own opinion, right? Off the top of my head right now. So Elon Musk is the K part going up. All the world's economies are the K going down.
Mm.
And I think it's a really dangerous place for one person to control that much wealth. His own personal wealth is one thing, but he's controlling a company now worth $2 trillion. He also controls Tesla. Now, remember, we went through this, I don't know how many months ago it was, when Tesla's board actually approved a pay package for Elon Musk that they said would make him a trillionaire. That didn't include SpaceX at the time. So we're talking about Elon Musk potentially being worth $3 trillion or $2.5 trillion if the Tesla stuff comes to bear. And so you've got one person in this world that is, you know, literally worth many, many multiples of even the most wealthy other people. Like, you know, I don't know how Jeff Bezos is feeling today, probably a little small.
Yeah.
He's only worth 200 and, I don't know, 20 billion today. But he's, you know, we've got multiples of that now in Elon Musk's hands. And I just think that's a dangerous place to be. I'm not suggesting anything should happen, but I do agree with you, Lisa, that he's got plenty of room to be a lot more generous mm-hmm. in helping the rest of the world. And maybe he should, since he's so worried about AI, maybe he should hand over a chunk of his company to, you know, some sort of public trust where everybody can benefit from it. Not just
and of course, everybody will be complaining, like, "Oh, you're trying to spend his money." No,
yes, I am.
Yes, thank you.
I am. To the public benefit, I am trying to spend it.
Let's go back to you could spend $1 million a day for 2,740 years before you would run out of money in the financial state that Elon Musk is in today. That's crazy.
It's a crazy number. I mean, some of the other numbers, I mean, just if you want to spend a dollar every second nonstop, it would take over 31,000 years. I mean, just think about that. If you just counted out loud one number per second, it would take you 31,000 years to get to a trillion. It's really a very, very significant number. And I think that we're very, you know, everybody's a billionaire these days. I mean, you and I aren't, and maybe Colin's not either, but it sure feels like we talk about people having just an insane amount of money. And I think we've all forgotten just how much that buys. And even if, you know, Elon Musk took all of his $1 trillion and he divided it amongst everybody in the world, right? 6-7 billion people. They'd all get over like something like $125. You could hand everybody in the world $125 and that would use up your $1 trillion. It's a very significant amount of money.
That is absolutely wild. And I do believe a lot of people bought just because they wanted to be a part of it.
Yep. And a lot of people made money with Tesla stock. If you bought at the right time and you held on to it, you did very nicely. There's a guy who had been just accumulating SpaceX stock, buying it from other people, former employees. He's now worth over $20 billion.
Yeah. I read about that. Where can we read about everything you just shared?
Well, I wrote a long post about it on Love, Money, and Real Estate, which is my Substack. So you can go to glink.substack.com and you can read it there for free.
Thank you so much, Elise.
Always a pleasure, Lisa.
Elise Glink. The news is coming up next, and that is followed by Dr. Dana Varble. So if you have a pet question, 312-981-7200.